Blog Talk Radio.
All
Still virgin, son.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Up on canvas. Dancing though, I was doubtful, but it's a great song.
Away. Thank you.
What's his name? Okay, two chairs. Don't mind the Richard. Hey, Lionel. Should be. Upon you. Thank you, please.
And the way I feel now, I guess I'll be with you till the end. Guess I'm on my way. Guess I'm on my way. So hard to see that I want a life to wait around for a man like me. Guess I'm on my way. I think I'm sick of it.
Well, kind of just threw myself into it. There wasn't really much to do except remember back to the 80s, which was our childhood. So that was easy. And just sort of getting into the, as far as the character, was just sort of, it was all discovery anyway, because the whole life was something she'd never experienced before. So it wasn't a lot of, you know, people have asked, did I sit down with wives and did I sit down with groupies? And it's like there wasn't really anything to ask them because it's supposed to be more of a discovery, you know, of this world, which was quite a surprise, I must say.
Your character in the film is the most down-to-earth person.
Mm-hmm.
Are you the same in real life?
I think so. You'd have to ask all my friends. But I believe I am pretty much the same. Probably more boring than that, I would say.
You know, in Rockstar, Chris rises to fame very, very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And in your life, in your career, it didn't go that fast.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that gives your success more substance?
When it's harder, yeah. Well, I think like anything, if it comes too easy, there's less of a lesser appreciation for it. And I think anything, like anything, when you work hard for something and you achieve it, you know, you are grateful. You know, I'm not to say that people who have it fast aren't grateful. And I'm sure it's just a different experience. But I don't know how it would be if it had happened for me quicker. You know, it might have been the same. I might.
You got married about a year ago or so. You were sort of living under the media glare.
Mm.
How boring does that get?
It is, well, as boring as it is for you guys reading it, that's how boring it is for us living it. Yeah, no, it's boring. Come on, it's boring. I mean, how many shots can they get of two people going and doing grocery shopping or something, you know, or driving somewhere? It becomes boring. But again, it's just filler.
But how do you deal with the intrusion?
You have to just sort of accept it. You have to surrender to it and sort of fight it as much as you can and draw your boundaries and not let them get away with everything that they think they can. So sometimes it's just a bit hairy and sometimes you're better handling it. Sometimes you don't even notice them and sometimes you just drag them wherever they, on a Sunday afternoon, they want to waste their day and drive around doing nothing. They have nothing better to do in their lives and so be it.
Did Brad give you any advice to play this role?
Well, you know, there's all sorts of I can't say he sat down and gave me advice, but he definitely talked me through just sort of her sensibilities, you know, and which we kind of figured out sort of anyway, which was just not knowing, because there wasn't much of a part there, so I didn't know how to elevate it or make it something. You know, I didn't know what its purpose was, except that once I figured out that she was sort of, you know, once we developed the character, there was really nothing at first. And then she sort of became the audience's perspective, you know, and sort of the, and it would just be strong. And it was sort of so, because I always think I look at her and I love how she handles her sort of certain situations. I love how she handles herself more than I feel like I could actually handle myself in those situations, but something always to strive for.
What do you think of Mark? What do you think of the way he portrayed his character? What does he like to work with?
Oh, he's just so good. I mean, he's such a good actor. He's so committed. He's just great. He's phenomenal. I love watching him. And I love working with him. He just takes care of you. Great.
Are you and Brad going to be doing a film together anytime soon?
Not that I know of. Anytime soon.
How are the roles that are coming to you? Are they changing? Or are you getting...
Well, they have... I mean, for the most part, you're across-the-board romantic comedy, which is fine. And then there are some that are... Since I did this, just did this movie called The Good Girl, which was an independent film, and a lot darker than what I'm used to doing. Stuff, different things have been coming since that happened, so that's been great. I don't know nothing in stone yet, but...
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oh, Jeff, I have some speaking exclusive. I don't know when it took place, but I was an exclusive.
Thank you.
maybe I'm right by there. I don't know. Money. Use the phone and have them go to a bank.
Thank you.
It's, you know, it's like,
the only way forward is first. begin again, striving for what's next, to build what will bring us closer together. We go back to steel, to carry us to uncharted territories. Back to water that allows us to go further. Back to sea, to seal the ground beneath. As mobility evolved, so did humanity. For you, for you, for all of us, because of you. I may have moderate to severe rheumatoid arthritis or psoriatic arthritis, but we are so much more. We're team players and artists. Designers and do-it-yourselfers, parents and friends. If joint pain is getting in the way of who you are, it's time to talk to your doctor about Enbrel. Enbrel helps you relieve joint pain and helps stop permanent joint damage. Enbrel helps skin get clear in psoriatic arthritis. Ask your doctor about Enbrel so you can get back to your true self. Enbrel may lower your ability to fight infections, serious, sometimes fatal events, including infection, tuberculosis, lymphoma, other cancers, nervous system and blood disorders, and allergic reactions have occurred. Tell your doctor if you've been someplace where fungal infections are common, or if you're prone to infection, have cut your sore, have had hepatitis B, have been treated for heart failure, or if you have persistent fever, bruising, bleeding, or pain. Don't start Enbrel if you have an infection like a flu. Visit Enbrel.com to see how your joint damage could progress. Enbrel. Eligible patients may pay as little as $5 a month.
Man, you're my Thank you. Guess this is a sequel, huh, Bats? Barbara's right. I am shy. It's a funny kind of business to be shy in, but certainly feel that way tonight. But I think there certainly is a word of appreciation in order for being honored in such a way. You know, much of what happens here tonight is probably going to be forgotten in a week or so. What's not going to be forgotten is what it means to those of us who are receiving awards or being honored tonight, and to those close to us. For those people, it could be the moment of a lifetime. So in my appreciation, I'd like to say what it means for me. I've spent most of my life just focused on the road ahead, not looking back. But now tonight, I'm seeing in the rearview mirror that there's something I've not thought about much, called history. And what moves me tonight is that I'm being joined by colleagues and peers to reflect on that history. There really are only two areas. One is my personal work, which is the most important to me. And the other is trying to put something back into an industry that's been good to me. And, of course, Sundance is a manifestation that the result, well, a grand, grand collaboration of artists and colleagues who've joined to support and help give a voice to new artists. To those people who have supported us along the way, who believed and participated, tonight I would really like to thank you deeply. You have a great industry, and we all know that. We're here because we know it. We love it. It's a solid and healthy industry, but even though it is, I really believe it's going to be important in the years to come to make sure that we embrace the risks as well as the sure things, to make sure the freedom of artistic expression is nurtured and kept alive. Because I believe that in keeping diversity alive, it'll help keep our industry alive. And as we can see of late, the world around us is in a sea change. It's just simply not the same world anymore. As we all struggle to find our way with it, to get a grip, to make sense out of the chaos and the destruction and the tragedy, one word that emerges is the word freedom, its importance, its rarity, and how fortunate we are to have it, to be able to be part of a freedom of expression that allows us, as artists, to tell our stories in our own way about the human condition, the complexities of life. The world around us is a gift, and not one to be taken lightly. And I think the glory of art is that it can not only survive change, it can lead it. As an artist, I just can't think of a better life than the one that I've been blessed with. It's just a great ride. Many wonderful relationships and experiences along the way. And it's a ride I hope to continue. So tonight, I want to acknowledge my family, my love for them, my lady, the Academy, and all of you for giving me this honor. Thank you.
Yeah, so kind.
The first thing I would tell you is to take a deep breath. Can you breathe? I wish I knew that there was support out there for me and that there were other people that felt the same way that I did.
If you need to cry, scream, show, definitely do it. This is not the time to be stoic. Let it out. It's healthy. It's okay. For the cheer people, I would tell them, do the same thing as well.
There's a lot of decisions that can be made and potential options. For instance, there's clinical trials, there's approved treatment options, and there's other things that you can consider.
You are never receiving a placebo in a cancer clinical trial. That is something that a lot of patients don't realize.
I wish I would have known about mutations. I wish I would have known about comprehensive biomarker testing. I wish I would have known that there was a test that would have been able to tell my doctor how to treat me.
You push through migraine?
Mom, are you okay to play?
Absolutely. Imagine if you could prevent a migraine day before it happens. Seek Emgality once a month to help prevent migraine days. It cuts the number of monthly migraine days by 50% or more for some people. Don't use if allergic to Emgality. Allergic reactions such as itching, rash, hives, and trouble breathing can occur even days after using. Common side effects include injection site reactions. Ask your doctor about Emgality today.
Answers in the chat. begin. And let's start with the big picture. I'd like to welcome six pros who honor us with their presence to discuss what's really at stake in harvesting today. Hi, pros. Thanks for coming. Let's get to it with the biggest challenges you face every day and your biggest dreams. So what's most important? To ensure client satisfaction in color, balayage, and lightening services. Yolanda from Spain.
Para mí es fundamental cumplir las expectativas del cliente en cuanto al color, brillo y resistencia del cabello.
I'm in high school.
If you have psoriatic arthritis, Enbrel helps you relieve joint pain, helps stop joint damage, and helps skin get clearer. Enbrel may lower your ability to fight infections, serious, sometimes fatal events, including infections, tuberculosis, lymphoma, other cancers, nervous system and blood disorders, and allergic reactions have occurred. Tell your doctor if you've been someplace where fungal infections are common, or if you're prone to infections, have cuts or sores, have had hepatitis B, have been treated for heart failure, or if you have persistent fever, bruising, bleeding, or ailments. Don't start Enbrel if you have an infection like the flu. Enbrel.
Avocado on white toast. That's as basic as making Live, Laugh, Love a wall decoration. Rise above your basic instincts with flavorful hand-stretched naan. Stonefire, be a non-conformist.
Thank you. Heart failure means you might be taking a few different medications, and affording them all can be difficult.